President Bush says the United States has no plans to help pay for Colombia's fight against rebels, despite a request from President Andres Pastrana. The Bush administration has been reassessing its policy on Colombia following last week's collapse of the peace process between the government and the country's largest rebel group known as FARC. Congress restricts the use of U.S. aid to Colombia to the fight against narcotics. And yesterday in Charlotte, North Carolina, President Bush said his administration will abide by the restriction. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The peace process between the Pastrana government and FARC rebels came to an abrupt end last week. The rebels, who'd agreed in January to negotiate a ceasefire by April 7th, hijacked an airplane and kidnapped a Colombian senator who was active in peace efforts. Pastrana then launched a military campaign against the rebels, and he appealed to Washington to allow part of the U.S. counter-narcotics aid package to be used in the fight against the rebels. Yesterday, President Bush said no.
We were providing advice to the Colombian government as to drug eradication, and we wouldn't need to keep it that way. The law is very clear.
Administration officials say the U.S. will help the Colombian military by sharing intelligence, also by speeding up the shipment of spare parts for military equipment purchased by Colombia on its own. But analysts say the small, weak, poorly trained and equipped Colombian military will never be able to defeat the rebels without more substantial help. Colonel Jay Cope is a senior research fellow at the Institute for National Strategic Studies in Washington.
They need a capability that is far more robust, that can hopefully continue to work on the narcotics issues, but also pressure at the same time the rebel groups to effectively sue for peace.
Congress in the past has resisted direct support of the Colombian military because of its alleged ties with a right-wing paramilitary group, the AUC, which is involved in wide-scale human rights abuses. But Cynthia Arnson, deputy director of the Latin America program at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, says it's becoming increasingly difficult to separate the fight against drugs from the fight against the rebels.
The United States first became heavily involved in Colombia for counter-narcotics purposes. But gradually, as the armed actors in Colombia have financed themselves through the narcotics trade and through other means as well, the anti-drug initiative and the counterinsurgency initiative have become more closely intertwined.
There is growing political pressure in Washington to change the rules on aid, not only because FARC rebels sabotaged the peace process, but because of September 11th. FARC, as well as the smaller rebel group in Colombia known as the ELN and the right-wing paramilitary group, all are on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations. Gabriel Marcella is a specialist in Latin American security at the U.S. Army War College.
What we formerly thought were guerrilla groups with perhaps a revolutionary appeal and ideology, in the stark light of the post-9/11 perspective, look more like terrorist groups. Then I think over time we should make some changes on the way we support Colombia.
Marcella says Colombia is a threat to U.S. interests because of the state's inability to maintain security, a situation that fosters insurgency, human rights violations, a flourishing narcotics trade, and a haven for terrorists.
I think over time what Colombia will do is become a much more direct threat, not because Colombia is strong, but because Colombia is weak. And that weakness will be exported to the region and ultimately to the United States.
Although the president has said no to Pastrana's request for military aid, Congress could pass legislation that would broaden U.S. assistance. And aides in both the House and Senate say the events of September 11th have changed sentiments of a lot of people on Capitol Hill. In the House, aides indicate that any new legislation would be presented as U.S. aid for the fight against terrorism. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.